master from something that's exciting. And he said that he'd been asked to come to talk to you, that they were concerned about the deteriorating situation in Laos. And he refers to the loss of Hill 30 and the Senate of Hill 31. And then he ended up by saying that his government asked him, under the Secretary General, to ask for his advice. Utah said, well, he didn't know what advice he had in mind, but the best he could give him. Then he said that all I can do, then Utah said, all I can do is ask for the ocean master to come in to see me and to talk to him about the situation. So Utah is going to call here to ask for the ocean charge data. Master's not here to visit New York to come see him on Tuesday. This makes no sense at all. First place, why would anybody from South Vietnam go to see Utah? Utah has been hospitalized now.
But
Yeah, I got one other thing I have to speak to you sometime when you have a chance to show it to Henry. You might want to get it on. It's a speech that I drafted on universality and to China. I'm not sure that I should ever do it, but it's a, I showed it to George Bush. It's pretty interesting. If we decide to change our position on the kind of question, I'm not sure we should have gotten an NSC meeting.
Yeah.
But you and I talked about this one time. Remember, we did talk on the United Nations, and I said I'd just be prepared tonight. Yeah, it was very interesting. Okay. If we can do that, we, you know, it could be, I think it probably, in any event, if we should do it, it should wait until after the Korean elections. Because it might cause some trouble in San Diego. It includes the representation of two Vietnams, which the Russians wouldn't like at all. But sometimes, just put it in your brief, guys, and I want to try and look at it.
I'm not ready to tell you, but I've been doing a little thinking about the salt thing. And before they go back on March 13th, maybe I may want to either say something. Let me put it this way. I think the, I'm not as bearish about this, so we're going to give some climate right now. Let me say on that, for your information, I want to talk, want to think about it for a while. Had to be before March 15th, as I said. But I would like to do it in terms of where if I do it, where you are, I cannot tell Sam, but I'm absolutely, I don't have a confidence in him. Basically, as a particular shop naturally. And I understand, I think he does as well as he can, considering the people that are there. But I feel that he looks at this thing and rather well as anybody who would be involved in long negotiations, sort of personally, sometimes in this few terms. And also there's too much intensity sometimes, so you want to fight yourself in favor. Now, this is a big play. You know, if you really come down to it, if there's anything to agree with the Russians, this might be a, you know, be again something else. But if we do it, I think we've got to get the credit here. I don't think it would be again, you know what I mean, too. So here's the thought for that, but I understand we. I particularly suggest that we ought to keep that very close to the hell to yourselves, you know.
I was asked about Holden the other day, what you, I felt that basically, my own feeling is that if we could get an agreement, which became effective in this year, effective on the sign, would be effective sometime this year. And as long as it didn't cause us to be in any disadvantage, as long as we have the opportunity to develop all the things we would develop anyway, and really stop the things that we probably would stop anyway.
Well, I'm on the same track. I've been thinking a lot about it. I told you, hey, can you do that one too? Starts with I can think about myself. And stuff. And, I think something might come. because I think maybe they can do something to help.
Just a matter of saying this money, it's all I'd like to do.
Say what you do.
Well, I can think along the same line, and if I...
But also, it could be an enormously good thing to have, if we could get something said or done, or at least some indications of progress in this spring.
Well, which would take you off this kind of this precedent. But I think, I don't think this president is going to be like that. I think what we...
Okay, Miles, well, you're you, Richard Kramer, Mr. Van Tolovich, and Estelle, you're absolutely right. I don't look at it when I read it. I know how horrible it is. And Bill, the whole trouble is, and you can't blame them. You can't blame them. The whole damn Defense Department is called PR crazy. And I personally believe, oh, I would have been a lot more tough on this. And let them squeal. Let them squeal. You look at the Woody Hayes after a football game. Vince Lombardi. Whenever he lost a game, he wouldn't let anybody in for 30 minutes. Ted Williams,
of course.
You know, he never lets the press in after the baseball player loses a game for a half hour. Oh, hell, this is war.
Well,
And so the press squeals at Ted Williams. And most of the people say he's right. What do you think?
Sure.
I just think we just went crazy to get ourselves beat over our head. Bloody. I talked to him more after reception. And I said, no, and he's good.
He will.
Jesus, you're absolutely right in the war. You never let a guy talk to the press after he's been in the battle, would you?
No. We had a job. What we used to do is after we took them when they were ready. And what we used to do is when we were ready, and we'd let them go and talk to the press. And we didn't do it under orders, we just did it.
Yeah.
It made sense. I mean, that was the choice we had to make. And we just didn't let them talk to the press.
But on the salt thing, let us develop our own strategy. Let the Senate continue to work on the table and so forth. We must do that, because it has to be done.
Well, I'll see you. All right, Mr. President. Hope you
have the weather today.
That hasn't been very good. You go to Kansas City over the weekend?
No, I'm not going up to New York. Jobs, I'm going to stay here to work.
Oh, say, what's the other thing I'm going to do? In New York.
Yeah, what do we do about that?
Oh, we have to fill it. Do you ever think about the possibility of George Romney? Yeah. Somebody mentioned it to me.
Is he awful good at it?
Is any good?
I don't want him to ever get the feeling of trying to kick it off. And he'd be a hell of a guy and go like a salesman.
But you told me one time that there was a problem on civil rights.
Yeah, there was. They were going to take Mexico and didn't want that. And now he seems to be relatively happy.
Well, that's good.
Highly good.
Well, of course, thanks to him. Be damn good. That'd be
fun. Oh, terrific. Terrific if he'd do it. But Romney would be great.
Well, it'd be good to have $500 million to spend.
Well, he is about to do it. I don't want to. And I don't want him to feel, you know, George is difficult, but sorry, a whole lot of other people.
Like, he's pretty good, but
you know what I mean. He does the best he can.
It's hard for him.
He climbs over there, and it's raining all the time. And you know the problem, let's face it. The whole problem of immigration is well known. This is the one you can't do. Because it does involve civil rights. Open communities. Yes, I mean, anybody's got a right to go in. Anybody has a zone. Zones against blacks, Jews, anybody else can break it down and haunt them. But you can't say to a neighbor, here's a neighborhood of homeowners. These little people, pick the little ones, not the rich. They need to pay $20,000 for their little houses. So you go put a great big ugly public housing project right in the middle of it. God damn it, you can't do that. It destroys their property value. You know, they live like pigs. It is just, even as a white, Ehrlichman told me an interesting thing. He said in the state of Washington, they have the same problem. They're in rural communities, and they tried to put a public housing project out in a suburban area where a lot of people who worked in Boeing and other places were $20,000 to $25,000 houses. There was a hell of a lot. These were whites.
Hmm.
A white public housing project. It's like the folks
suppose where you live, for example, somebody said you're going to put a public housing project across the street.
Yes, yes.
You fight it, wouldn't you?
Damn right.
See, it'll be valued. And that's what this is about. It isn't black versus white. It's economic.
Well, I'm going to have a little, we got a little party for Roger Morton tonight. We thought we had one for John Connick.
It's Connick's birthday tomorrow. He's at Camp David. You might give him a call.